It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Ooh, highlights from the past week's Lane Mitchell Show. Heard weekdays 3 to 7 on Sonic 1029 in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. Basically just a condensed version of the show. A lot of times if we have Sonic sessions, bands performing in our Booster Juice Listener Lounge, we actually include that entire interview and even the acoustic performance. In fact, next week, Mother debuts tracks from their brand new album, Very Good Bad Thing, performed live to digital right here. It's the 270th edition of the podcast. Thanks so much for downloading.
Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
October 28th, 3 days till Halloween and less than 2 months till Christmas. So, Gian Gameshi, eh? You know, I think that's pretty much all I can say on the matter without getting sued. Hey, music news, vinyl is back with a vengeance. You know, historically, records were pressed into wax, but manufacturers eventually transitioned to more stable materials that would give their products better longevity. Well, nowadays, artists are pressing all kinds of things into the vinyl itself. Bible ashes, menstrual blood, and most recently, a jazz band called Eohippus has released a limited pressing of its new single, Pressed, with human hair and urine. And the seventh installment in the Fast and Furious series has recently been retitled to simply Furious 7. That's it, just Furious 7. Leading me to believe the story this time around will revolve around Vin Diesel, or Dom Toretto, and company realizing that driving at unsafe speeds is hazardous, and they can be just as furious at 30 kilometers an hour as they can at 230. But with better fuel economy. Now there's an action thriller that's going to do well at the box office, am I right? No?
Lane Mitchell Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Walmart has issued an apology after its webpage listed its plus-size costumes as fat girl costumes. You can probably imagine how well that played out with their demographic. They've since been relabeled. Speaking of Halloween, if you plan to be an absolute spoil sport and not wear a costume at all, you may actually be dressed as a ninja. Now, the very word ninja conjures images of black karate gis and stealthy black hoods. Real ninjas actually just dressed in regular old civilian clothing in order to better blend in. P.S. I like how we're having a serious, educated dialogue, finally, about real ninjas. And finally, Staind singer Aaron Lewis has now apologized for botching the lyrics to the U.S. national anthem at Sunday's World Series game. You know, Aaron Lewis is kind of a self-proclaimed redneck. He actually went from rock to country. Isn't it like redneck law or something that you need to know the lyrics to your own national anthem? If not, at least have them tattooed somewhere? I didn't see the footage, but I'm guessing for the land of the 50% off? Line!
The Lane Mitchell Show. It's Lane Mitchell. Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Happy All Hallows Eve. Eve. It's like a double Eve. Jose Canseco was hospitalized earlier this week after shooting himself in the hand whilst cleaning his gun. Some are reporting that he actually shot a finger right off. Well, whatever the truth is, I think we could agree that Jose Canseco is probably not the guy from which to pick up your firearm safety tips. Hey, you know what? Maybe that's what happened. He read the words firearm and thought it was instructions. Now, Jose Canseco is not exactly the sharpest knife in the drawer. And a new study confirms what we've suspected all along. Facial hair makes men look 10 years older. Though the study didn't address it specifically, I don't imagine it does much for a woman's youthful appearance either. And hey, Fireball Whiskey has been recalled in 3 countries because it reportedly contains a chemical ingredient used in antifreeze. Personally, I'm kind of a shot glass half full kind of guy. This is good news to me. This is spicy cinnamon flavored antifreeze. I'm not seeing a downside. The chemical in question is propylene glycol, which is widely used in food and beverage products. The interesting part, the Fireball whiskey sold in both Canada and the US actually contains higher levels still than the countries who initiated the ban.
It's a Sonic1029.com podcast.
When you're out trick-or-treating with the little ones tonight and you come across a teal jack-o'-lantern, there's a reason. A very specific one, actually. That story ahead. But first, Adele is a slippery little fish. So says Phil Collins. His account? She reportedly contacted him to write together. He said sure. She sent him a song. He finished it and sent it back. Then he never heard from her again. He called her. She said she was busy with the baby. But then her album came out without Phil Collins' parts on it. Eee. And I wouldn't consider myself a hardcore Terminator fan, but I think you'll agree the plot to Terminator Genisys is an abomination. Sarah Connor, instead of being the rough, lean warrior in acid-washed jeans we came to know her as in the first one, she's a woman orphaned by a Terminator at age 9 and raised by a robot she calls Pops. As a result, she's great with the sniper rifle, but not so skilled at the nuances of human emotion. Sheldon Cooper, Bones. Is it just me or do TV audiences have an insatiable appetite for characters with OCD right now? And what does a teal pumpkin on someone's doorstep at Halloween signify? That the house is safe for trick-or-treaters with allergies. That means the homes you go to are giving out non-food treats, like small toys, glow sticks, or stickers.
It's Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Day 3 of Movember. Or if your wife feels about mustaches the way mine does, hey, just 27 more days till you get to have sex again. Yeah, she's not a fan. She says it looks like a caterpillar going to town on my upper lip. And many believe a good friendship is absolutely priceless. Experts disagree. A new report claims that money can produce just as much happiness as a good friendship. How much money? $136,000 a year. Seems like kind of a random figure. And Nick Walenda walked a tightrope between two skyscrapers in Chicago yesterday. It was broadcast on Discovery Channel. He was blindfolded for the walk. Equally death-defying, Rick Lee walking around in those high heels on Friday. Good on you, buddy. And finally, crash test dummies are getting fatter. People in North America, on the whole, are getting fatter and fatter. The Insurance Institute for Highway Safety is now making crash test dummies that weigh 270 pounds instead of the previous 167. Which, frankly, is about time. I think I weighed that in grade 6.
The Lane Mitchell Show, podcast from Sonic1029.com.